Kippur davening, we say Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, Echal Aviseinu B'Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, Lechei Ve'Aveh B'Shireinu V'Chatzeseinu Mineged Einecho. כאמור, אנוכי ואנוכי ומלך ושועך למענים חדשך ליעזכו. ונאמר, לכי שיחו ושועך וחנון חדשך, שוב אליי כי הגרתיך. ונאמר, והיום הזה יחפ עליכם לתאר עשכם, כל חדשכם בקני השם תטוב. We bring three psukim here, and two tefillas. The first tefillah is, מחי ואבי הפשועינו וחדשכם נגד עיניך. Erase the tefillas before your eyes. And that we bring a pasuk, Hashem erases chatoim. Anoichi anoichi melech yisrael, shoach l'manim chatzeach l'yaskar. Then we ask. Then we bring another pasuk. V'ne'ma machisi chob shoach v'chelanu chatzeach shuv alaiki galticha. We bring another pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases our chatoim if we do tshuva. Ne'amar, the third pasuk, Ki bayom hazeh yechap aleichem v'tayir eschem. On this day Hashem will be mitayir you, kol chatzeichem lifnei Hashem titovu. What are these three psukim? Actually, it's not, there's only one bakoshi here, Mechei V'Aveh. What are these three psukim? Yom Kippur has in it two aspects. It says, Ashreichem, the last Mishnah in Yuma says, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitayir eschem. Before whom you're mitayir yourself, and who is mitayir you? What are these two ideas? Taisi Shomta says a pshat there. What does it mean, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitayir eschem? Pshat is like this. Says the pasuk is brought there in Mishnah. Zavakta aleichem mayim tahirim utaharatem. Hashem says, I'll throw water on you, pure water, and you'll become tahor. And then it says another thing in the Mishnah. V'ne'ama mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is a mikveh for you. What are these two ideas? Hashem throws water on you and a mikveh. Yom Kippur is both things. Hashem throws water on you and it's a mikveh. Yom Kippur is even for someone who already did tshuva already. It's not just a day to do tshuva. If somebody did tshuva for a lo ta'aseh, he still needs Yom Kippur to be mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper not because of tshuva, because of Yom Kippur. There's a kedusha in Yom Kippur which is mechaper. There's once a year where we enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim of our neshamas, not just physical Kodesh HaKadoshim becoming Godel, but we answer the Kodesh HaKadoshim by Neshamas. And that Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chet becomes Godel. That's Hashem Zerik Mayim Tahirim on us. Even if we already did Tshuva, but there's a Pu'ule of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has an effect of ridding us more of Chet. Even we don't need to do Tshuva for Yom Kippur, we just need to do Tshuva because Yom Kippur is only Mechaper Lashovim. Kippur, if you don't remain with your tshuva, then Yom Kippur is not mechaper. It's not the tshuva that's mechaper Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur that's mechaper. Because the Leitase, you already did tshuva. You need Yom Kippur to be mechaper. That's the pshat. Yom Kippur is like Zavakta aleichem mayim tahirim. Hashem is metayer us. And even for someone who already did complete tshuva before, even if he did tshuva last year and he doesn't need any more tshuva. Yom Kippur is still mami that tshuva, deepens that tshuva, brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says, there are madregas in tshuva. You can do it full tshuva, but there's even higher madregas in tshuva. Yom Kippur gives you a higher madrega in tshuva. Like it says in the Rambam, Yom Kippur is keitz mechilo slicho. It's the ultimate of mechilo slicho for Am Yisrael. Even if you did tshuva, you can still give a bracha. That when Yom Kippur, that you should have a deeper slicha, a deeper mechila. That's the first part of the last Mishnah of Yuma that says, "Ash mi mitayir eschem? Who is mitayir you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws water, pure water on you, to be mitare you, more than you're able to be zeichu without Yom Kippur. There's another inyan Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time of doing tshuva, it's a mitzvah to do tshuva. It's a time when your tshuva is niskabel. You didn't do tshuva until now. You do tshuva in Yom Kippur, and your kippur, the tshuva will be niskabel. It'll have, it'll be more of a tshuva than any other time during the year. That's the second pshat in the Mishnah there. It's mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is a mikveh. You do tshuva, you're toivel in the tshuva. The tshuva is mitayvel you. Like you see many times, the marshal of tshuva is to a mikveh, toivel v'sheyaz b'yodai. It was going into tshuva creates a mikveh for yourself, which cleanses yourself. The idea of a mikveh is when you go to a mikveh, you're going to a place where life can't survive. You drown underwater, and you go into that place, and you come out. It's like you're coming into the world again, a place where you couldn't survive. It's like a new life. You're going into a mikveh. The tshuva is mechaperya. So there's two ideas then in that Mishnah in Yumin. First of all, Yom Kippur is a mechaper in itself. It's a mechaper. Even if you did tshuva already, it deepens your tshuva. It brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, it's a time when you can do tshuva and your tshuva can be effective. Lifnei mi atem mitarim umi mitayir eschem. You are mitayir yourself in front of Hashem, you're doing tshuva, and who cleanses you? Zorak te'alecha mayim tohirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses you with mayim tohirim. He gives you a deeper madrege, or whatever tshuva you did already. That's the meaning of this davening here. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichib Shoecha L'Mani V'Chatesecha L'Yezkor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases Chatoim. You did tshuva for Lo Tasi already, even for Chayvim Mises. You did tshuva. Yom Kippur erases that chet completely. Chayvim Mises still needs Yisuin, but as far as the chet is concerned, Yom Kippur erases it. That's Anoichi Moichib Shoecha. Hashem says, I will erase your chatoim. And then there's another idea in Yom Kippur. It's a time for you to do tshuva. Shneimar chisichob shoecha v'chenecha l'zev tshuva elai ki galticha. Hashem says, do tshuva and I'll redeem you. It's a time for you to do tshuva. V'neimar, then it's a pasuk in the Torah that includes both of these ideas. It's the third pasuk we bring here. Both of these ideas in this pasuk. Ki vayem hazeh yechapa aleichem v'tayir eschem. Hashem will forgive you, l'tayr, he'll be mitayr you. And then there's a mitzvah on you, kol chatesechem lifnei Hashem titov. You have to be mitayr yourself from your chatoim by doing tshuva. Rabbeinu Yehuda brings this pasuk as a mocker. There's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur to do tshuva. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva. Lifnei Hashem titov. It's more, the mitzvah in Yom Kippur is more a chiyuv than the rest of the year of tshuva. Otherwise, what do we need a special mitzvah for Yom Kippur? You have to reach a higher madrega of tshuva, tito, you have to cleanse yourself more, deeper. That's the two ideas of Yom Kippur. On the one hand, Hashem brings us he throws holy water on us, pure water on us, which brings us to a higher madrega of where we were until now, we come closer to Hashem. Second thing is, it's a mitzvah to do tshuva. We have to be ma'ir in ourselves to do tshuva. Shneimar mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We have to go into the mikveh. To go into a mikveh, you can't have a chatzitze. You can't have something intervening between you and the water. And what is that? What is that chatzitze that separates us between us and the water? That's minog l'chaveru, not feeling one with Klal Yisrael. That's a chatzitze. Yom Kippur, you have to be together with Klal Yisrael. You can't have one person can't have a time on the other. You have to be es mechila. You have to feel one. You have to be abba v'achva together with everyone. or else Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Yom Kippur is not mechaper, not just in that aveve of the Lord Machaveve, but there's a sovereign in Madrega of Yom Kippur, there's machlekes v'Yisrael. Like it says in the Nusach, we say after the Avodah Kohen Gadol, it says, Yom she'im v'achilu shtiyah, Yom she'im v'sicha. All the Inuyim we mentioned, and then it says, Yom she'im v'kina v'tachus. It's a day in which there's no jealousy or competition. It's the definition of the day. The day becomes Yom Kippur when there's no jealousy, there's no competition, when there's Avodah. You have to ask forgiveness, not just because you won't get a mechila for your Avodah, but because by asking mechila, you're making Yom Kippur bigger. You're adding to Yom Kippur. Merely chiddush. When there's Avodah among Jews, Yom Kippur is greater. Everyone makes a contribution to Yom Kippur by asking mechila from his chava. Mitzvah shiratzes chavera be'erim kippur tzassiv in shulchan aruch. The mitzvah to ask mechila adds to the Yom Kippur. It adds to the heft of Yom Kippur. Why is that so? Why is that such a chatzitze between Yom Kippur and a person to have tainus in someone else? Because the emison is a Jew from his teva, and without anything disturbing him, if he'd be really according to what he really wants to do deep down, he wants to be Oyved Hashem. That's the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that if you force someone to give a get, when there's a mitzvah to give a get, it's called das. When he says reitzani, we assume he means it. Because to do a mitzvah, every Jew wants to do a mitzvah. And he's happy when he does it. He's happy when he's forced to do a mitzvah. There was a man once, I remember, he was very stingy. And Rabbanim came to him and asked him for a donation for tzedakah. He refused, b'shum oifen. He said, I don't have money, I can't afford it. They kept on pressuring him until he gave the tzedakah. When he gave the tzedakah, he said, I never had a happier moment in my life than when I gave the tzedakah. People don't like to give up their money, but when they give up the money, they're very happy. Why? Because that's a teva of a Jew. He wants to do what's in Hashem, the Yetzirah doesn't let him do it. But when he gives up the money and he does the mitzvah, he's happy that he does it. People don't want to be a machlekes. They don't want to fight with each other. They don't want to speak lashon hara. They don't want to do it. They know it's wrong. But when they can't, the Yetzirah doesn't let them. But when they give it up, they're happy. That is the definition of a Jewish neshama, that he's happy to do what's in Hashem. On Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, as a preparation for Yom Kippur, you have to bring yourself to Hargosha, that I am one with every other Jew. We all want to do Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing else in our lives but doing Ratzon Hashem. We're Am Yisrael. We all said Nasi V'Nishma. We all Mekabel the Torah. We've been together for so many thousands of years, struggling with the Yetzer Hara, struggling with the Umas Olam, still alive as Yidden, and we stayed alive. We have to love every other Jew because we're unique in the whole world. We have in our neshamas a rotzen to be Oyved Hashem. And we have to come to contact with that rotzen Hashem. We do that by getting rid of any machlekes between Jews. Any kine, any tachavus. That's the chatzitze between us and the mikveh. That's why I mentioned the Maharal a few times, that the Maharal says that the reason you take the keteres and you refine it Again, on Yom Kippur, it's already refined. You have to adaka min adako. You have to refine it again. And then bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is because the Ketores represents Klal Yisrael in one unit. Ketores, Lashon Kutro, tied together. It's a binding together of all of Klal Yisrael together. And they have to be refined so they'll become one unit more. The Psoilis intervening between one piece of the Psalmim and another, they're not together. They have to be together. And once they're refined, Daka min Adako, the Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He can enter the Holy of Holies. He can enter that place, which is a mikveh for Yisrael, because there's no chatzitze. He comes with the Ketores, which is refined, more than all year. Yom Kippur is a time when we can sense more than any other time during the year that we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no gashmias. We're not oisik in gashmias. We're like malachim for 24 hours. Indeed, that's why we say Baruch Shem Kvayel Malchusel Olam Voel, because there's no gashmias to embarrass us that we're not mekabel l'malchus shemayim. We're totally oyved Hashem. We daven all day. A few minutes extra we have, we learn. Totally oyved Hashem. That's why we sing Shir HaYichud the night of Yom Kippur, because we're malachim. Malachim sing Shir HaYichud. A nation that turns into malachim. Why? Because we enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim of our neshamas. And that Kodesh HaKadoshim of our neshamas is a mikveh, which is metayer ourselves. When we get into that area of our neshamas, where we are Yivdei Hashem, where we're mekabel l'malchus shamayim, there's a mikveh for our avedus. People are asking me, what Kabbalah should they make for Yom Kippur? Everyone tells them that they have to make small Kabbalahs because big Kabbalahs don't stick. It's a good point. But no one seems to be able to find a Kabbalah that's small enough for them to be Mekabel. But there's one Kabbalah. There's one Kabbalah that I think, which is a big Kabbalah, yet it's a small Kabbalah. A big Kabbalah. And that is the Kabbalah to do Ratzon Hashem. That's all. I want to do Ratzon Hashem. I have a Yetzer Hara that's going to interfere, it's going to stop me. But what I want to do is Ratzon Hashem. I want to be that person in the Rambam. That when you he really means it. I'm that person. You're that person anyhow, but you have to feel that person. I want to be that person that when they're kaif for me to do Ratzon Hashem, I should be masking. Or that Jew that wanted to give tzedakah and he was happy that he gave it. I want to do Ratzon Hashem. It's such a simple Kabbalah. What else is there in life? Sitting to eat chicken and then send text messages. What else is there in life? The Ratzon Hashem. That Kabbalah, that's what I'm made for. That's what I'd like to do. I have a Yetzer Hara, okay. Sometimes it'll overpower me, I know that. I'll try my best, but I really want to do Ratzon Hashem. That's Yom Kippur, that's the mikveh of Yom Kippur. Is that you're part of an Am Yisrael that wants to do Ratzon Hashem. The Bisor Salanta used to say, they say, that if Yom Kippur would happen once in 70 years, we should make a celebration. Once in 70 years, be able to get rid of Chatoyim. Oh, it would be a national simcha. Yom Kippur arrives every year. We have a time of Slicha V'Kapora, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to throw on us Maim Tahirim, and we have a mikveh to retire ourselves. Remember, even if you did tshuva, Yom Kippur adds to your tshuva, deepens your tshuva. You're going through Yom Kippur. We're different people when we go through Yom Kippur. That's why Minig in Eretz Yisrael, I think we did it last year also maybe, is after Yom Kippur, you burst out in singing and dancing. Why not? We were zochet to such a gift. Well, how else can you respond but dancing? But it's an effort to be part of Yom Kippur. The effort is, you have to be a Baal Tshuva during Yom Kippur. That means you have to be ready to do what's in Hashem. That's a Baal Tshuva. Not Chavata, without thinking about Chavata Ziva, you want to do what's in Hashem. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, and he said that Tshuva, that it's tshuva if you decide to do what's in Hashem. You see from that Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's kol everything. That's kol chavot and aziv esachet. Wanting to do what's in Hashem. That should be our kabbalah. Naturally, if we have something that's bothering us in a particular area, to do our best to make it dovim, these things shouldn't bother us, but that's details. The yikir is, I want to be part a nation that does Ratzon Hashem, and therefore that's how I'll go into the mikveh. There's a steer in Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Aruch Chodosh. Many prints have the Aruch Chodosh. It was the first edition, I think. Of Aruch Chodosh was written by Chazon Ish's brother. He has a kashi. I go, it's in the bottom of the Shari Tshuva. He has a kashi. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that before you do vidui on a chet, on a benor machavere, it's ro'ui to ask the person mechila. Leistois, that you can do vidui and ask him mechila afterwards. Ro'ui. Then, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, he says that you have to ask Mechila before Yom Kippur. Not just Hoi, but it's a Ma'akev. Asking Mechila for a chet of an Abel Chavero is a Ma'akev in the Kapor of Yom Kippur. Now the question is why? In a regular, all year round, when you're doing Tshuva and you want to get a Kapor from an Abel Chavero, it's Hoi to ask Mechila. It's enough, B'dievet, to be accept upon yourself to ask him a chila, and then you can do tshuva. Hashem Yom Kippur, it's not just roi, but you have to do. You have to ask him a chila for Yom Kippur to be mechaper you. You can't say, I'm going to ask him a chila after Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur won't be mechaper you from Bel Machaber. What's the difference? He asked that kasha. So once heard that the difference is that in Yom Kippur, like I said before, the Benob Lachaver is a Ma'akev in Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Titohu, you have to be Mitayr Lifnei Hashem. And if you have someone as a Taina to you, Benob Lachaver, that's a Chesoron in the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper with such an Aver. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with a Slicha Mechila between people. That's the idea. Klal Yisrael has to be one knot. One kutro, like the Ketores Hasami, they have to be one unit on Yom Kippur. The more we're one unit, the more it's Yom Kippur. We're adding, we're enhancing Yom Kippur by making Shalom and Allah Haver. Why? No, it's not just a social obligation to be friends with each other, but because we have to be one with the idea of Klal Yisrael, which is to be Ayude Hashem. We have to think to ourselves, I'm not here for myself. Machlokes is where I think that I myself has a right over you. We're all one unit. We're together. We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all one thing. We're all together. And when we do that, we are creating Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is Mechaper. That's the idea. Again, so two ideas in Yom Kippur. One is that Hashem is mitayev us, mi mitayev eschem. Second idea is we do tshuva on Yom Kippur, ifnei mi atem mitarim. Mikve Yisrael Hashem, zorakti aleichem ha'im tevim. Both of that is included in this pasuk. V'yem hazeh yechapa aleichem mitayev eschem, kol hatei sechem, ifnei Hashem titoru. Is mechaper you, is mechisiv chor p'shorecho, and then, if ne Hashem titovu, shuv elai, ki igalti vadu tshuvin. Two ideas in Kippur. And Kippur is a mikveh, and the chatzitz of the mikveh is any separation there is between the components of Klal Yisrael. We have to make it daka min adako. And we make it daka min adako by asking mechila from our friends. And the reason behind it all is because when there's love between Jews, we become aware what are we as a nation to do Rotzen Hashem. And the ultimate Kabbalah of Yom Kippur, you don't need much. It's very simple. Is I'm a Kabbalah myself to do Rotzen Hashem. And then when that is in place, with all its difficulties, and I know all my nisyonis I'm going to have, but I know this is what I want to do. If I could have it my way, I'd shut up the Yetzer Hara altogether. What do I gain from him? Nothing. He's just a big liar. Salesman that has nothing shoddy goods to sell. Nothing to sell. All fantasy, dimyonis, imagination. It's all ridiculous. What does he have to sell? Has to sell me a little cover, a little money, a little tithe. What's that? It's nothing. If I could get rid of him, I'd be happy to do it. I knew it's going to be, he's a hard customer to contend with. But what I want is Chotzen Hashem. That's what I want deep down. You have to bring that out into yourself on Yom Kippur. I want to do Chotzen Hashem. We say out loud. We're ready to say it out loud. We're not ashamed. All year round, we're ashamed to say it out loud. But in Kippur, we're totally devoted to Rotzen Hashem. We say Baruch Hashem Kvei Machusa out loud. And that Kabbalah, to do Rotzen Hashem, is the Yisod of Yom Kippur. That is what permits us to enter the mikveh, permits us to do tshuva, permits us to have Zorakt aleichem ha'im tevim utahartem mikol tumasechem mikol galeichem ta'arasem. We should be zeichah therefore to emesei gemach ha'simah teva. First of all, we have a few days left. Say us mei tshuva, where it's precious days where we can think and we can be mizbanyan and we can grow. And tefillah some miskabel when we say melech ha'kodesh. And then we have a Yom Kippur, and then a Sukkot afterwards. And as I said, the Simchas Torah that culminates it all, which I hope I'm adding a note that we should all come back from Simchas Torah. And this is the peak of the year. The peak of the year. We get here the fuel to last this whole year. Let's use it well. Kishbor Shabbat Shalom. With using Seiras Meitshuva, with the emissary saying Melech HaKodesh B'Kavone, and Mizrecha to Yom Kippur and to Gmar HaSimah Tovah.